episode 2231, when your setback feels like failure.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having an incredible week. I know for us, it's still a little bit cold. Snow is on the move. It started again last night, and we're expected another 4 to 6 inches. Take a deep breath. Winter is almost done because spring is almost here. But what happens with your healthy living when there's a setback, right? This whole storm was not part of almost ready for spring. No, when your setback feels like failure. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When your setback feels like failure, how can you come back? Because life is never perfect except for the guarantee that failure will occur. How do you overcome that which overcame you? Healthy living is an everyday struggle for most. Can I just be real with you? I mean, it is for me. I would love to sit back and eat breads and sweets and candy and treats and ice cream and all this wonderful stuff, but I cannot. And if I did, which I've done before, it really, really sets me back. Healthy living is hard for most of us. If you enjoy eating healthy and have a body you're excited about, then you might be more apt to stay on course. You're like, yeah, I'm all in. But most of us have a warped view of how we see ourselves and our bodies. They're usually complaints about some portion of our bodies, right? We don't like our thighs. Oh, we have too many curves or not enough curves. We wish we had a little more on top, a little less on bottom, right? A little taller for me. I got the short jeans. I'm like, really, Lord, could you speed up my height? And I'm like, I guess when you're almost a half a century, what do? You kind of have to give up. And so I guess this is what I have. We all have these complaints, some more than others. What can we eat? What we can't eat? And then there's exercise. And you're like, are we really going to go there? No, we're not. Not this episode. We could be here all day just talking about those areas. From how we don't like the way our body is made, what we can and cannot eat, and fitness. What do we do to stay on track? However, what about the unplanned oopsies in life? Yeah, believe it or not, I said it, oopsies. The ones where you have no direct control. Huh, like the weather. Who would have thought that this would have slowed me down? It did. First day, I went out and I felt like a superwoman until the very last shovel. I wasn't walking, I was shoveling snow. And I did this nice little toss and just outstretched just a little too far. And my body said, and there went my back spasm. I'm like, seriously? And I felt it because I know it happens to me, not very often, but it does. And it's something that I've had to work through over these past few years. Now, I could have said, okay, here we go again, and just said, this is it. But what do you think happened? Now, first off, I have to admit, I was mad at myself. How can you be in control when you're feeling out of control? This is real for many. I so get you, right? My back and I, that's where I was. Standing outside going, are you seriously doing this to me? You got a strong back, girl, and this is what you do? And here I am doing awesome with my walking. On average, 5 to 7 miles a day. Sometimes 9 to 10 to 11 miles. Only to have the weather and my back spasm slow me down. I'm like, seriously? Now I can deal with the weather. Hence why I was shoveling. I said, you know what? I'm not going for a walk. I'm going to shovel instead. But my spasm, no. All I have are words of hate and frustration to myself. in that few moments after it happened, I just was finishing up because I had a few more tosses. And as I bent down, I could feel it. And I'm just like, Lord, you got to take this pain because I can't deal with this setback. I'm like, you got to take this. And I would do it. And I was like, oh, and I was like, girl, you're so stupid. You're such an idiot. You know better than to outstretch like that. Why did you outstretch and twist all at the same time? See, I've done this before, doing laundry. Simple things. It wasn't like I was trying to be this awesome personal trainer, this awesome coach going, I'm going to show you how it's done. No, I was just doing functional living. And this is where it gets me. No one's to blame in situations like this, including me. But that's not how I see it. That's not how you see it. Have you ever felt overcome with failure that you had no control over? This is a part of life, but you can't get caught in the failure you have no control over. You just have to come as you are. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Come as you are. We are always trying to get it right. We strive for perfection. But what if we would just stop trying to be right and take that one step? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You see, yeah, that back of mine and those few moments after it happened, oh, I was mad. I was grumbling under my breath. And I heard it. You know why? Because I actually put on my sweatshirt backwards because I couldn't find my scarf. I know you're laughing at me right now, and that is okay. But it was ingenious, right? So if you ever need a scarf, just turn your sweatshirt around backwards. I had a coat on too, but it really protected me. So when I was talking to myself and grumbling underneath my breath, so to speak, it was just, you know, loudly being reverberated back at me. You're stupid. Why did you do such a idiotic thing? You know better. And now you can't go shovel the rest of your driveway. Now you have to sit and not do what you want to do. Guess what I needed to do? I needed to take down the rest of my Christmas trees. They're still up. I love Christmas. I just do. And it's okay to still have Christmas up. I'm to the point of convincing myself I'm just going to leave them up for the rest of the year. I'm going to be prepared for Christmas early. No, I'm not going to. But you see, it's hard for me to do what I want to do. And I was just mad at myself. And as I was grumbling under my breath, it's just coming back at me louder and louder, even though I was very, very quiet. We strive for perfection. We try to get it right all the time. But what if we just stop trying so hard? And take that one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What would that one step look like for you when your setback feels like failure? Well, let me tell you what I did. Number one, bring your hurt, your pain, your obstacle, and do what you can. Bring it on. You can't get rid of it completely when you're in the moment. And you've got to walk through that. Bring it all. And when you own it, guess what? Then you can deal with it. And that allows you to take that next step, that one step, and you can do what you can. You see, what did I do? I started working on a couple exercises specifically. So instead of doing yoga and stretching and really trying to figure out my form, which I love to stretch every day, even if I walk, I still stretch. Some days I stretch longer than others. It's very important to stretch. So my stretching was working specifically where this back spasm was. And so I was working on some exercises for my back specifically. And I did it four times yesterday, four times these exercises, 15 to 20 minutes at a time. Now, some people would say, well, that's a waste of time. Really? I've already given up my shoveling because of my stupid back spasm. I can't walk hardly except around my house. So I did what I could and I took care of my back. Bring your hurt, bring your pain, bring the obstacle that's in your way and do what you can. Guess what I also did? I walked around my bedroom. I know it sounds crazy. I didn't have to worry about falling. It was level ground. I wasn't about to get on the treadmill because I thought one false move and what happens? I'm against the wall and I really don't want to be on AFV. For those of you who don't know, that's America's Funniest Home Videos. And I'm sure my children would love to capture that $100,000 that's awarded to it as their mother is tossed through the wall, leaving an imprint in the drywall. Yeah, I didn't want to be that. So I just paced, basically, my bedroom floor. And I just did a little oval. And I walked. I had a call yesterday. And it was a dedicated hour call. Guess what? That's how I paced. I just paced during that call. I would have walked anyway. So I did what I could in a safe area at the speed that I could handle it. And guess what? Oh, I got 60 minutes in. Was it as hard as being outside, going up and down hills and all around? Was it taking in the beautiful scenery and creation of God? No. But I was still moving. Bring your hurt, bring your pain, bring your obstacle and do what you can. Number two, be naked in your expectations. I know you kind of got a little scared there, didn't you? Because I said that N word. Be naked in your expectations. Stop setting goals for yourself that are unhealthy and unattainable during this time. If I would have said, you know what, Christiane, you need to be walking those 7 miles regardless. Do you think that would have been wise? Because one slip, I could have fallen. And if no one saw me, who knows how long? What if my phone broke and hit the cement? That would not have been wise. So get away from these expectations of perfection. Stop striving to do everything that you think everybody else is wanting you to do. Do what you can. So strip yourself of these expectations. Be naked in them. Don't set these goals during this little time. Remember, this is a moment. This is a blink in time. It may seem like forever, whether it's a day or two, whether it's a week or a couple months, but your health relies on you making sound decisions, not being crazy. And just thinking like, well, you know, I'm just going to throw caution to the wind and go do it. That's not wise. You want to be healthy and strong. So you've got to make certain decisions. If you are ill, maybe you're having a hard time keeping down food. Maybe you're recovering from COVID-19. Maybe it's from the ultimate cold. Wherever you are in that, give yourself permission to heal. Erase and be naked in your expectations. Don't sit there and say, I got to do this. Because maybe during this moment, this period of where you're in, you are needing to rest. You may need to be eating a certain way because of your situation. Maybe you're in a situation where it's more emotional based and you're struggling there. Our emotions can wreak havoc on us as much as an injury can or an illness. And if you're going, oh, well, you know, I just don't feel like eating. Girl, I'm telling you right now, you need to eat for that body. You need to eat for that mind. You need to stay strong. You may not feel like it, but you've got to still eat nutritious foods. Bring your hurt, your pain, your obstacle, and do what you can. Be naked in your expectations. And finally, number three, lead your moment with grace. Now, I was real with you. When my back spasm happened, I was a grumbler. I admit it. But guess what? It was only for, okay, maybe 2.5 minutes. Seriously, it was not that long. But in that 2.5 minutes, I did a lot of damage in my mind. I was like, you know what? This is it. This is a huge setback. I don't know how I'm going to come back. This is major failure. Called myself an idiot. Called myself stupid. Why did I do this? You know better. Here you train everybody else and here you make this stupid error. Yeah, oh, I was hard on myself. But then guess what? I snapped out of it. And I said, okay, we'll deal with it. I know what I need to do to overcome this. And so I led with grace. Sometimes our moments, we need to be more forgiving to ourselves than to others. Seriously. Because we give to others. We extend that forgiveness, but to ourselves, oh no, it's a whole different ball game. No, it's not. And it should not be. Lead your moment with grace. When you are struggling, when you're faced with a challenge, understand that you've got to give yourself a little bit of time. And that goes, yes, with healthy living. You make mistakes. Think back to the Super Bowl. I don't want to because the Chiefs lost. But you see, how were we eating back then? Did most of us sit down that day? Did we eat a lot of junk foods, chips and dip? Just don't tell me. I love them too. But did we fill our bodies up with stuff that really didn't need to happen? Well, guess what? That's okay. It was a very short period of time. Now, if you did that every day, do you think that's healthy living? No. But during this moment, if you made a conscious decision and said, you know what? I'm giving myself this leeway. I'm going to allow myself to enjoy this. And it's okay. And I'm going to be back on track come Monday. Great. That's leading with grace. Where we get it wrong is going, oh yeah, well, you know, I'm going to still try to go to that party, that Super Bowl party, and I'm going to be all in and I'm going to eat perfect. And then the next thing you know, you're just grabbing everything. You eat three times as much as you planned. And then you go home and it's 9:30, 10 o'clock at night and you're going, oh my gosh, what the heck did I do? I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Okay, that is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because you're sitting here saying, I want to do this. And then you're causing yourself to feel guilty about it. That's not grace. That is not grace. Grace is saying, you know what? Yes, you said yes to this. Yes, I'm going to have a piece of birthday cake. It may not be good for me, but I'm going to enjoy it with my child. We're going to celebrate. And then the next time I eat, I'm going to be back on point. That's okay. Bring your hurt, your pain, your obstacle, and do what you can. Be naked in your expectations. Lead your moment with grace. When your setback feels like failure, you are living your life alone. I don't want you to have this warped idea that you have to be perfected in order to be healthy. Think about that for a minute. I don't want you to sit here and say, gosh, I've got to be on point or nope, otherwise I'm a failure. Guess what? Then you're always going to be a failure because you never can be perfect. Never. So stop trying to be. And I know because I lived that life. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now, also understand this. You can't keep living with excuses, okay? There is a difference of saying, I'm deciding, but if every day you're making the decision to keep eating junk food, okay, then that's another conversation we need to have because there's other things happening there. But if this is, oh, because of a birthday, oh, because of the Super Bowl, oh, because you were shoveling snow, oh, because that's different. These are moments in time that you either have decided, or it's an oopsie, as I call it. You have decided this is how I'm going to respond, right? E plus R equals O. Event plus The response equals the outcome. You've got to change that response. And also, I want you to remember, God is in control no matter how things appear. And I got to tell you, when my back spasm happened, I was like, all right, Lord, that's it. You got to heal this one. You got to heal it fast because I don't have time for this. And I thought, wait a minute, why am I telling him how fast to move? He'll heal me. I have to be patient with myself. I can't be impatient with God because he's going to take care of me. But I got to be patient with myself. You have to be willing to give God all the broken pieces and let him do a beautiful work in you. Yes. When your setback feels like failure, let God take those broken pieces. Let God mend your heart. Let God show you what next step to take and be willing to take it. Make a decision and then commit to it. Because ultimately, you have to be willing to show up and come as you are. But unfortunately, we're too good at setting down rules that we don't want to follow ourselves. So why not take it from the Bible? Seriously. Come as you are. Bring that hurt and that pain. Do what you can. Lead with grace. Be naked in your expectations. And ultimately, let God take those broken pieces. And then when you show up, then you're ready to put in the work. Yeah, this healthy living and taking care of our bodies, it's not easy. For me, it's an everyday fight. But guess what? My battles are getting shorter. Seriously. Because what happens is you begin to build routines. You begin to feel better. You begin to have energy. You begin to sleep better. You begin to interact with your children differently, your spouse. When you look in that mirror, you say, you know what, girl? You don't look that bad after all. You begin to see through the lens that God sees you. But it's that one step. But if we get stuck in our failure, then that's where we fall apart. Don't let a back spasm stop you from living healthy. And that back spasm could be anything. It's a spasm, right? Don't let life's spasm slow you down. All you have to do is take one step at a time. And I promise you, God will lead you to miles of greatness. Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Stay warm and dry. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.